providers will ensure your child is healthy and ready to hit the books. From sports physicals to general health checkups, they've got you covered. Don't wait until the last minute. Schedule your appointment today and give your child the best start to the new school year. Call CareArc at 620-481-7143 or visit them online at carearc.org to book your back-to-school physical now.
And we're very happy to be joined on our Newsmaker 2 today, Tegan Trehune here in the KBOA studios by Melissa Owen, Beacon for Hope founder and executive director and pastor of St. Mark's Lutheran Church, Mr. Ken Happel. And well, first and foremost, I walked in here and I said, another car show is what we're going to be highlighting here. Maybe my face didn't say it the right way, but I mean, it seems like, Ken, this is becoming a very regular event to benefit a lot of different causes with these car shows. Before we kind of get into what's happening this weekend, let's just talk a little bit about that. You know, I don't remember many car shows aside from Flatland Cruisers taking place, you know, over the course of the calendar year here in Emporia until you really got here and it started to become more of a commonality.
What's wrong with that?
I didn't say there's anything wrong with it. You are combative this morning.
No, it's all good.
But, I mean, it seems like it really has kind of caught steam, and I think people are starting to see the benefits of really doing car shows for all kinds of different...
I've noticed that, too. There's six or seven car shows in Emporia, in the area. I'm involved with planning of four, I think. And then I attend Melissa's. And then we have the Lowrider show at the mall.
Melissa, you've not so much anymore a neophile into the world of car shows. You've been in them now for about two or three years.
Yes.
What was it about car shows that kind of made you think this is the great way to do a fundraiser for any kind of cause?
Just by attending them and talking to the owners of the cars. So when you stop and talk to the owners about their passion about their cars and they want to kind of take you on the tour of their cars and the history and why they, you know, why they have that particular car, you really start to connect. So I thought, what a cool way. You don't have to know anything about cars to enjoy a car show. That's the great thing.
You don't have to know how a car works to say that's a beautiful looking car.
Exactly. And then when you hear the story behind it, it makes it even more fun.
The amount of work they put into
it. Yes, absolutely.
Well, and you know, it seems, like I said, there's just so many different causes that have benefited from these car shows that have been taking place more frequently over the last two or three years. And you have another cause coming up this Sunday with the car show. First and foremost, where is it going to take place and who is it benefiting? Mr. Happel.
It is going to be at St. Mark's Lutheran Church. This year we're going to be, or for this show, we park him in the front lawn.
Okay.
Down to Garfield. We own that vacant lot down to Garfield as well. So we're hoping to fill those areas. It'll be Sunday from 10 o'clock, or 10:30 to 2:30. I've had people call me and said they can't come because of church, friends, and so if you want, you can come after church or you can come to our church.
Yeah.
We worship at 9 o'clock.
Well, perfect. So, yeah, you basically get out of church, head on over, start checking out the cars.
Exactly.
Now, are there going to be prizes for the top cars in certain categories, or how's that going to work?
We have 10 trophies for people's choice.
Fantastic.
And so...
So the people really have the power here.
They have the power.
They have the horsepower.
Yeah.
See? I got one laugh. I got one okay, so I'll take it. You know, that's a 50%. I got through college with that. That's fine. Melissa, I talked about, of course, all the different causes and benefits, and this one is benefiting a cause we haven't really seen benefited yet through the car shows, and that is Corky's Cupboard. How did that come about?
Well, that came about with Kent. Last year, he contacted me probably, I think it was just a couple of weeks before my car show, and says, hey, you know, one of his passions is he wanted to provide for the cupboard there at Corky's Cupboard. Would I like to help be involved? And, of course, I was like, absolutely. So last year, we had about, what, 3 weeks? Yeah, I think we had 3 weeks. But we were able to provide a lot of different items for the cupboard and some monetary donations as well. So this year we've had a little longer to advertise and get the word out about it. So I'm with Beacon for Hope, you know, food insecurity is one of the risk factors for, you know, somebody being, you know, suicidal. So if we can ensure that we can help do what we can there up on the university, yeah, we're happy to help.
Well, and the partnership makes a lot of sense. And my apologies, I forgot that there was last year it had taken place as well. We'll get to that in just a minute. But the partnership makes a lot of sense, Pastor, because, you know, your church is very much built on serving the community and helping the community and providing food to them. And then, of course, Melissa's agency, they are focused on helping serve the mental health of the community as well. So they really seem to line up very well. They're both goodwill-oriented goals.
They are. And they kind of go hand in hand a little bit. I know when we took the food over, we both were shocked that the shelves were probably a good 95% empty last year, and I did not expect that. And so, you know, we got students that going in there, and they're hungry, can't afford food, and there's nothing on the shelves for them.
Again, it really goes to show all the different things that can lead to different states of mind, whether it be hunger, whether it be concerns about where your next meal is coming from, stress levels from both of those two things. So, again, a great partnership here.
Yeah.
Now, for the entry fees and things like that, what are people looking at? I'm assuming they're going to be providing donations.
It's donations of cash or canned food items. And going back to the voting, that's also done by cash or food items. You get one vote for each dollar or one or each canned food item.
So the people have the power and they have the opportunity to really benefit others.
Yep.
So it's a pretty good mix there.
It is.
I like that. Melissa, is there a goal that you have in mind for what you're trying to bring in with this, or is it basically every, you know, the old saying, every dollar counts, every canned food item counts?
We really don't have a goal. We're just hoping to do more than last year. And, you know, last year I think we only had a total of maybe 12 or 13 cars participate because it was very cold that day. It was drizzling.
It was nasty.
It was, and we really raised a lot. So knowing it's going to be a beautiful Sunday, and hopefully I've had contact with community members and surrounding community members who plan on coming, and I think we're going to have some people coming in from out of town as well.
And is this going to be strictly a car show, or is it going to be like what we see at the church each year, Pastor? It's open to all vehicles.
It's open to all vehicles.
Okay.
It has tires and an engine. Bring it on down.
Well, hey, maybe we'll be able to bring down a semi-truck full of food. You never know.
Yeah. That would be awesome.
Classic vintage semi-truck. Just pack up a little trailer right there, and there you go.
I don't have an issue with that.
I don't either. If anybody happens to have a classic vintage semi-truck with a trailer, just you know, pack it up with some food. Let us know. Fantastic. Well, again, Pastor, could you just remind everybody when and where things are taking place and what the entry fee is?
It's Sunday from 10:30 to 2:30. Entry fee is a donation. We also have Hot Wheel races. Forgot that.
And can't have a show at St. Mark's without Hot Wheels races.
No, you cannot. And that's what is that? That's at 1.
Mm-hmm. At 1?
Yep. 1 o'clock, and the races are for all ages.
And Melissa, if people want to get registered who haven't yet, can they register the day of, or do they need to do that in advance?
The day of, yeah. Just the day of is perfect.
Okay. If they have any questions, who should they contact?
Either one of us.
Either one of us, yep.
All right. And how do they go about doing that?
So my cell is 785-643-0393.
And mine is 620-412-8335.
I don't know why I'm writing yours down. I have you on speed dials. Just being thorough, I suppose. Well, Melissa, Kent, we appreciate you coming in here. And again, this is very exciting. You know, every single month, it seems like, we've got a new car show coming for all these different causes. Of course, this will be your second one for Corky's Cupboard. Again, my apologies for forgetting about that from last year. But a good start, I think, you know, 12 to 13.
Yeah.
So you can only go up from
That's
there.
That's right.
I think from what we've seen with the turnout the last few shows, Pastor, you got to be optimistic. I mean, you've had a really good turnout, especially for your annual car show, Riding for JC, just a few months ago.
Yeah. I'm hoping to fill up the front yards and even go down the side alley.
Fantastic.
So I think that'd be cool.
Let's just put a string of fancy cars right along there for everybody to see. Absolutely.
Yep.
Well, again, the car show coming up this Sunday, benefiting Corky's Cupboard in partnership between St. Mark's Lutheran Church and Beacon for Hope Suicide Prevention. 10:30 to 2:30, day of registration. All you need is some cash donations or food items. Everything, again, going to benefit Corky's Cupboard. Any questions, you can call Pastor Ken Happel, 785-643-0393, or Melissa Owen at 620-412-8335. That'll wrap up here our Newsmaker 2, Ron.
All right, thanks. Our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CareArc Healthcare Without the Headache, formerly Flint Hills Community Health Center. That's CareArc. 840, sunshine, 72 degrees. Good morning.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Biden administration today.